This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
From the wind to the trees, to the buzzing of the bees, Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah سبحانه وتعالى for having gathered us here today. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakina to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. If we would like to understand the value of something or the benefit of something, then let us take a look at what exactly the outcome of that particular action is. So if we would like to understand the value of studying medicine, for example, then let us take a look at what will happen when we graduate. When a person graduates from the medical field, they will become a doctor. And as a result, they will earn a lot of money. And the people will look up to them because why? They are saving lives. And if we go into the field of law, for example, and study that, then perhaps at some stage we will become a judge amongst others. And we will be able to help them solve their problems that they have amongst themselves. If we go into engineering, then at some point when we graduate, we will be able to help others build huge, strong buildings. And as a result, we will protect their lives because we will ensure that the building is sound and secure. It is safe. Now the question I've got for myself and yourselves today is if a person is to submit to Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, if he is to choose to submit to his Maker, then what is the outcome of that? Let me tell you what the outcome of that is. The outcome of that is none other than Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised all of those who submit to Him in this dunya. And not only that, Jannah, subhanallah, if a person is to take a look at what exactly Jannah is, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mention, and I'm sure we've all heard of this, فِيهَا مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ. In it is that which the eye has never seen, وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ, and the ear has never heard, وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ, and not only that, but it has never even come to the heart of a human being. It has not even occurred to the heart. Now, take a moment to think of the most beautiful picture that you can ever imagine in your life. Imagine it. Jannah is more beautiful than that. That is what that means. Jannah is more beautiful than that. That is the outcome of submitting yourself to Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal in this world. And from that we understand the benefit of living as a Muslim. Now in Jannah, someone might think that that is the end of the story. That is the end game. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says differently. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. They will have whatever they wish in Jannah for. Whatever they wish for in Jannah. Your heart's desire, and it is there in front of you. وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. And we have even more than that. We have even more than that. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what can be more than your heart's desire? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith. And he says, when the people of Jannah have entered into Jannah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, تُرِيدُونَ شَيْئًا أَزِيدُكُمْ. Is there anything that I can increase you, give you more of? And the response of the people of Jannah will be, أَلَمْ تُدْخِلْنَا الْجَنَّةِ أَلَمْ تُبَيِّضْ وُجُوهَنَا أَلَمْ تُنَجِّنَا مِنَ النَّارِ. Is it not that you have saved us from the fire? Is it not that you have brightened our faces? Is it not that you have entered us into Jannah? And do you know what the response is? There will be nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say. But the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues, فَيَكْشِفُ الْحِجَابِ. So he will raise the hijab that is between them and him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَمَا أُعْطُوا شَيْئًا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّظَرِ إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ. So there is nothing more beautiful, there is nothing more beloved to them than looking at their Rabb, than the sight of their Rabb. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means by وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٍ. And we have more than their hearts desire. We have more than they can wish for. So, imagine coming on the day of Qiyamah. You've entered into Jannah. You are already there. And you are called upon all of a sudden. And the hijab is raised between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the being whom you performed salah for your entire life. This is the being whom you put your head on the ground for. This is the being whom you gave sadaqah for. This is the being whom you were truthful for. This is the being whom you protected your private parts for. This is the being whom you protected your tongue for. This is the being whom you existed for. He is before you. Imagine the feeling, the happiness that will be in your heart to see your Maker, to see Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means by وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيد. We have more than that. This is the outcome of living your life as a mu'min, as a Muslim, as a submitter to Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once sitting with the companions. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was at night. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he looked to the moon and he pointed to it. And he said, إِنَّكُمْ سَتَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ كَمَا تَرَوْنَ هَذِهِ عَيَانًا كَمَا تَرَوْنَ هَذِهِ لَا تُضَامُونَ فِي رُؤْيَتِهِ. He says that you will see your Rabb in the same way, with your eyes in the same way that you see this moon. And you have no doubt of seeing this moon. The explanation of this is in the last part of the hadith. Someone might say that how is it that you will see the moon in the same way that you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yet there is nothing similar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the explanation of this is in the last part of the hadith. لا تضامون في رؤيته. You will not doubt the same way you don't doubt in seeing this moon. You can see it is in front of your eyes. You will see Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. This is the outcome of submitting yourself to Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. In this world, you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we come to the understanding of how on the day of Qiyamah, when people come out from their graves, it is said that they will grow in the same way that a tree grows out of the grave. And a person will begin to join the groups of people that are moving towards Al-Ard Al-Mahshar, the place where the reckoning and the hisab will take place. And there will be a caller that will be calling out to them, يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَّبِعُونَ الدَّاعِيَ لَا عِوَجَ لَهُ. On that day they will be following the da'i, the caller to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the caller to Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, the caller to the accounting, la iwajalah. There will be no crookedness on that day, no zigzag, no this way, no that way. People will be following him. وَخَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ. And the voices will become humble, quiet for Ar-Rahman. The voices will all be quiet for Ar-Rahman, out of awe for Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. They will be quiet. فَلَا تَسْمَعُ إِلَّا هَمْسَى. And you will only hear the shuffling of the feet and the whispering of voices amongst themselves. Now imagine this day, people will come there and there will be some of them who would have committed sins such that they will be up to their heels in their sweat. Imagine what it takes for you to sweat to the extent that you will be up to your heels in your sweat. And others will be up to their knees in their sweat. Others will be up to their waists in their sweat. Up to their waist in their sweat. And others will be up to their shoulders in their sweat. And there will be people who will be drowning in their sweat because of the sins that they have committed. But on that day, when a mother runs away from her child and a father runs away from his son, and everyone who is close to you, you will run away from them if you have committed sins and if you have been a criminal in this dunya. Not only committed sins, but if you have been a criminal in this dunya, then you will be running away from your own mother, your own father, your own child, your own brother, your own sister. On that day, سَمَعْتُنْ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. There will be seven categories of people, seven categories of people who will be shaded under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day when there is no shade except the shade of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. They will be reclining, enjoying, relaxed on that day. Who are these people? Al-Imam al-Adilu, the just and honest ruler, the one who has the opportunity to deceive others. He is in a position to be able to become very corrupt, take bribes, deceive and cheat the people, make sure that they don't receive their haqq, enrich himself, empower himself. But he realized that Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is watching, so he ensured that he was a just person. And as a result, he will be in the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. وَشَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ. And a young man who has grown up in the remembrance or in the ibadah of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, at a time when he is in the peak of his strength, he can do anything and everything that he wants to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled him and empowered him to do whatever he wants to do. He chooses not to go to the nightclub. He chooses not to drink alcohol. He chooses not to have haram relations with the opposite gender, whether it is a woman or a man. They choose not to have relations opposite with the opposite gender that are haram. For who? For Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And they choose to submit themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. وَرَجُلَانِ تَحَابَّا فِي اللَّهِ اِجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. And there will be two men who come in the dunya. They have all the reason to get together, to be able to enjoy themselves together, have fun together, do that which is haram together. But they will not do that. They have the opportunity to do it, but they will not do that. رَجُلَانِ تَحَابَّ فِي اللَّهِ. They have loved each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ. When they gather together, they gather for him. وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. And when they leave each other, they leave for him, for his sake. These people will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith continues, and we can continue with this hadith as well, but perhaps the time is less. So let us explain very quickly what the rest of the categories are. وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. And a man whose heart is attached to the masajid. And take note, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَرَسُولُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does not say قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسْجِدِ. قلبه معلق بالمسجد. His heart is attached to the masjid. No, his heart is attached to the masajid. Why? Because they are all the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the same way that you have a chandelier, you see this ornament that is hanging from the building, his heart hangs in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he leaves that door, his heart is attached to the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But why is it attached to the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because he is coming there to become drunk? Is it because he is coming there to engage in something haram? No! It is because he comes there to meet his maker. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the shade of his arsh on that day. وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. His heart is attached to the masjid. وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُ امْرَأَةٌ ذَاتُ مَنْصِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. And a man who, a woman of status and beauty in society, calls him out, hey, come, come, come. We can do this and we can do that. And do you know what his response to that is? His heart is not even there. He doesn't even take a second glance. فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. So he says that I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to be in Jannah. I want to see my Rabb on the day of Qiyamah. Once I am in Jannah, I will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is where my focus is. I don't care for any of this. Think about this. It is not easy for a person who is walking. He didn't ask for that desire to be put in front of him. He didn't ask for it to be placed there. But it comes to him anyways. And what is his response? His response is, إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. Such a person really and truly fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمُ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُهُ. And a man who gives a sadaqah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such that his right hand does not know what his left hand does not know what his right hand is spending. And this is amazing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses this to explain to us the level of the sincerity of such a person. He loves to be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such that his left hand has no idea what his right hand has spent. And if you want to implement this hadith in your life in a real way, when you have some money in your pocket at some stage and you don't know exactly how much is there, you don't know exactly how much is there. Take an envelope out, put your hand into your pocket, take out some of that money or all of it. Put it into that envelope whilst you don't see what you are putting. Close your eyes perhaps and then give it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, imagine the happiness that you will have when you come on the day of Qiyamah and you see that you are under the shade of the arsh of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal because of a small action like this. It could have been $20, it could have been $5, it could have been $1. But for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will end up under the shade of the arsh of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. وَرَجُلٌ, the last category, where a person, in fact, I think we have actually covered the رَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. A man who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, so his eyes begin to tear. His eyes begin to tear. You know, when you are in front of the people, I am standing in front of you here, it is very easy for me to cry so that you feel that this man, he is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you are alone and there is nobody to see what you are doing, who is watching you? Who is watching you besides Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? Your eye begins to tear because of the sinfulness that you have. You are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the shade of His arsh. on the day wherein there is no shade except his shade. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, these are some of the categories of people. There are many ahadith that mention the categories of people who will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are some of the categories. And if we can make ourselves from one of these categories at least, then we know that we are under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And remember that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was as-sadiqul ameen. He was the most truthful, the most trustworthy. When he said something, he was not lying. He was not deceiving people. He was not cheating people. مَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. He does not speak of his own desire. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Indeed, it is only revelation that came down to him. So when he speaks of something, it is on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that the seven categories of these people will be under the shade of his arsh, of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try and make yourself from one of these categories. Or if you can make yourself from all of the categories, then even better. Then even better. Now, someone may ask that what is the benefit of living as a Muslim for me in this dunya? You've spoken about the akhirah and what we will receive. We know about that. But we want to know what is the benefit of living as a Muslim in this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. The one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to guide, he opens his heart to Islam. He opens his chest to Islam. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدَرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا. And the one whom he wants to misguide, he makes his heart constricted, he makes his chest constricted. كَأَنَّمَا يَصَّعَّدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. As though he is being raised into the skies. Have you ever seen a person climbing a mountain, a very high mountain, with absolutely no oxygen? What does this do to this person? As he goes higher, his chest becomes more and more constricted. His chest becomes more and more constricted until he reaches a point where there is not enough oxygen for him to breathe. You want to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have the opportunity to do so in this dunya, but you will live the life of a constricted person. The life of a depressed person. The life of a person who is never happy. But if you want to accept the decree and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will live the life of a person whose heart is open, whose heart is very widely open, such that you will become in your behavior like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam suffered hardship, he suffered difficulty, he suffered problems. He suffered problem after problem after problem, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that he was bassama. When he saw someone, he smiled in his face. Why? Because his heart was smiling as well. He was one of the happiest. In fact, he was the happiest of people to ever exist on earth. How? How do I know this? Because he had the best connection with Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. He lost his children. He went through difficulty. He went through hardship. We know some of these hardships. We discussed them yesterday. How he went to Taif. How he was rejected by his people. But he was happy. In the same way, you will go through hardship. You will go through difficulty. You will suffer problems in this dunya. But if you have that connection with Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, you will live a happy life. You will live a happy life. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. And this is the benefit of living as a Muslim. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I hope that something, I have imparted something of benefit here. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us in the same manner that He has gathered us here today, to gather us in Al-Firdaus Al-A'la. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us when that hijab is lifted, and when we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is true happiness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that to us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to practice upon what has been said. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.